So we're looking at the first 9 months. We had our official press launch on June 10th, 2009, and we took data up through February 9th, so the first 9 months. Website usage, so we started the website 2 days earlier, so it's a little bit. We had 25,000 visits, 21,000 visitors. People spent a couple minutes on average on the site. That's actually pretty good. They went to a couple pages on average. The top English pages were the ones we would hope were about getting results, getting tested. The top Spanish page, you can see a lot less usage, and that's something that'll come up again in terms of our orders. All right, how many people ordered kits? What I imagine many of you have been waiting for. So in the first 9 months of the program, we had 2,572 kit orders. We were very pleased with this. They broke down like this. 1,350, or a little better than half, of women who ordered a kit returned a specimen to the lab, and then among the ones who didn't, there were some that didn't give us an address, or they had a wrong address. Some of these orders were very recent, so people really hadn't had time to get back to us, a few of those. But the main thing, more than half of people returned a specimen. Of the 1,350 specimens we got back, 95% of them were testable. Some of them, you know, leaked or were broken or something. But the main of the difference between the 1,350 and the 1,286 mostly were women who didn't put the tube label on the tube from the brochure. And when we started seeing that, we highlighted that instruction in the brochure, and that cut that down a bit. But we still have to deal with that. Of the 1,286 who were tested, we had 108 that were positive, 8.4%. These numbers underneath are not mutually exclusive, but so they're for each individual item. 101 chlamydia, 7.9%, 12 gonorrhea, almost 1%, and 5 were dual positive, 0.4%. We had a couple of CT indeterminants, and there was one user who tested twice for real positive. This is just a different way of seeing the same thing. Of the positive, of the 108, almost 9 out of 10 were chlamydia only, and we had a few gonorrhea and dual positives. What are the characteristics of people who ordered? So this is a slightly lower number. This is actual users. Individual users was 2368. You can see the overwhelming number of kits were ordered by women who were in their 20s. Really, the median age was 22 years. We were targeting Latinas and African American women, and that was the majority of our users, and with the mixed race, African American and Latina, 7% below that. I can use the Thomas Buckley pointer here. Whoops. There. We had 2/3 were in our target group in some way. If you can just remember a few things from this presentation, I hope this is one of them. The kit was available online and by phone. Much of our advertising had both the phone number and the URL. The vast majority of kits were ordered online. The program was driven by the possibility of doing this online and all the benefits that I just showed you that really made a difference. We could have done the whole same program with just the phone, home test kit and all that, but the convenience of the online order, the privacy, getting your results online made a big difference. Vastly English users, we can talk about why that is. Very, again, everything's in Spanish as well, but we had very little Spanish usage. And most people did want to get some contact reminder notification. Most of them just wanted email, or they wanted email and text. We didn't have a whole lot of text only, just 9%. But you can see that very few women said that they didn't want to be notified. So that people are used to that and they expect that. Geographically, those were our two target areas, South and Metro, and we got 40% of our orders did come from there where the advertising was. You can see that's the area there, coinciding with where I'm already. These are orders, not people. We do have a little clientele of satisfied users. 31 women have now ordered more than one kit. We have a couple of women at the bottom who have ordered quite a few kits. Maybe a little too. We have a couple of in the 8 and 9. So, those who tested positive. See how I'm doing? Just 1 minute. The majority of our orders were in women in the older range of our age group. So were the positives for ethnicity. African American women did have we expect from our morbidity data. Our surveillance data that had a disproportionate amount of our positives, 43%. The most of the positives were online orders. We had no Spanish positives, they're all English. And the people who wanted text only, this is really a little like, where is it here? Sorry. There, did not contribute a disproportionate number of our positives. We were kind of curious about that. And nor did the people who wanted notification. Geographically, it was a little bit surprising that South Bay, which was not one of our advertising targeted areas, did get the highest proportion of positives. But you can see that those are mostly in an area that might have gotten some of our media and was close to one of our target spas of South. This is positivity rate. So this is the number of positive tests over the number of testable specimens by that group. So, for language, there were no Spanish positives, so I probably shouldn't have put that on the slide. But for order modality, you can see that phone users were a little more positive, higher positivity, but also there's so few of them, the numbers don't really mean anything. By age, we didn't see any striking difference in positivity rate. By ethnicity, the Native Americans at the top is just one positive, so it's kind of not a stable number. The highest rates were of people who had a lot of positives were African Americans. One thing that was interesting to us, though, was that the Asian Pacific Islander women who were ordering kits had very high positivity relative, and much higher than we see in our passive surveillance. Not conclusive by any means, but some indication to us that maybe we are reaching women who are not going to clinic, and which was something we wanted to do. You also notice we have nobody who has really low positivity. The whites at the bottom is still 4.7%, so we're getting some good efficiency here. A few other selected program features. Retrieval of results. So of the 1350 who sent back a specimen, 87% went and checked their results. We thought that was very substantial. We didn't have a feature that allowed us to look at how they got the results until October, was it our bad? But when we did have that feature, of the 316 specimens sent back after that feature was instituted in the website, you can see that the huge majority of women who got the results got them online. That's 95%. The median time to getting your results was the same day. I've seen people get the results 1 minute after being posted. And so they see it, they get their email, and they click through, and they got it. The mean time was 2.2 days, and then some people waited a while to get their results. But just these few other, the ordering kits in advance for positives was not a very used feature. We just had 14 kits ordered like that. And we did have 15% of our positives, that referral form that they could print out came back from the docs. So that sort of was not huge, but nice for us. Treatment follow-up, our protocol was positives get two notifications in their preferred method, email or whatever. They're contacted by a public health nurse 1 week after the result is posted, whether or not they picked it up yet. We wanted to give them a week so that we felt like we had given them the empower to do this themselves. We wanted to give them a chance to pick up their own results before we contacted them. If the nurse couldn't get a hold of them, she would give them at least two phone calls, at least two emails, a mailed letter if they had no email address, if they were a phone order, and two home visits at least 5 days apart before we closed them out, unable to contact. We were able to confirm treatment for 87-88% of our positives. That's good, but we want it to be over 90%. We had 8.3% unable to contact closed, and a couple of people were out of jurisdiction, Long Beach, for example, that we referred out. A few conclusions and conjectures. The home test kit program was widely used. It was widely accepted. Our typical user was a woman of color, early to mid-20s. She was an English speaker, or at least able to use the website in English. She ordered the kit online, she got her results online, and she got her results the same day that they were posted. The program was pretty good at identifying. We had 8.5% positivity rate. We had better than half specimens returned. Nearly 9 in 10 of those who did return a specimen got their results. We had significant website usage and 25,000 visits. The program may be expanding the testing population. I showed you the sort of unusual positivity result among Asian Pacific Islander women. We're hoping there's sort of a Barnes & Noble effect that you might still go to Barnes & Noble to get books, and then you also get books online. So this people could, we're getting more testing even by clinic users than they would have done otherwise, maybe. For further investigation, why did we have so few phone users? Why did we have so few Spanish users? Why did we have fewer younger users? We're really trying to work with the schools to approve some of that. Why have we not been able to confirm treatment for better than 90% of our positives, even though we're doing a lot of work for that? And why are we not finding more gonorrhea positives, even though we're trying to reach a very, you know, high morbidity population? So I'd like to thank Dr. Montoya, who did all the data crunching for this and really helped with this presentation. And just about everybody in the STD program contributed in some way to this program. It was a huge collaborative undertaking within our unit, and also our advertiser, Fraser Communications, and our web developer, Intonic, have been fantastic. Thank you very much. We have time for questions.
Questions?
Let's
time.
Oh, yes, okay. Well, you had to give an address to get the kit, however you get the kit. So we did have an address for those folks, yeah. It might not have been their home address, because they can give us any address, but it was an address. Yeah? Actually, there's a question about costs. Tom Gift from CDC is going to do a whole cost effectiveness, so if you could hang on, he's going to present all that data in detail. I think I'd give that to him. One more, Dr. Greenway.
So what about the usage over time? You started in June and went to February. Was there a novelty effect, or was this an increased usage over time?
Well, there was a difference. So the question is about what do we see over time? It was not evenly distributed, and Dr. Montoya is going right now is going to show you how that synced up. It wasn't novelty, but it was something else. Thank you very much.
Thank you.